From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Belgian police are searching for a third suspect in Tuesday's triple terror bombings at the Brussels airport and a subway station that killed at least 34 and wounded more than 200. At least two others are believed to have been suicide bombers. Islamic State is claiming responsibility for the carnage.
Je veux vraiment avec, la plus grande
Belgian
force.
Prime Minister Charles Michel avowed those opposed to what he called the barbaric enemies of liberty, democracy, and fundamental values will remain united and fully mobilized. President Obama, as he ended a historic trip to Cuba Tuesday, said he spoke with the Prime Minister.
This is just one more example of why the entire world has to unite against these terrorists. The notion that any political agenda would justify the killing of innocent people like this is something that's beyond the pale.
At least nine Americans are among the wounded. Aaron DeConnick was an English commuter who was using the Brussels subway station Tuesday at the time of the attack.
It's a bit difficult to take the train, but you must have the courage to take it, because if you don't retake the normal life, you give the terrorists the chance to win the game, and that we can do that.
All flights in and out of the Brussels airport may be canceled through at least Wednesday. Authorities in Frankfurt, London, Paris, and the Netherlands have boosted their own security. At least five people have died from a resurgence of the Ebola virus in Guinea that prompted neighboring Liberia to close its border with the West African country. Guinea had been declared free of the deadly virus late last year. An Ebola epidemic ravaged West Africa in 2014 and 2015, killing more than 11,000. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter, in budget testimony before lawmakers on Capitol Hill Tuesday, renewed his call for a lasting defeat of the Islamic State so it doesn't any longer pose a terrorist threat.
We must and will deal a lasting defeat, most immediately in its parent tumor in Iraq and Syria, but also where it's metastasizing. And all the while, we're continuing to help protect our own homeland.
Referring to the triple bombings in Brussels, Carter said no attack will affect our resolve to accelerate the defeat of ISIL, an acronym for Islamic State. President Obama is in Argentina, where he'll meet Wednesday with President Mauricio Macri. It's the first trip by a U.S. president to discuss bilateral ties there in nearly 20 years. His arrival from Cuba, after he completed a historic three-day visit, where he addressed the Cuban people on state-run television, he said it's time to move beyond a half-century of Cold War animosity with the communist-ruled island nation.
I have come here to bury the last remnant of the Cold War in the Americas. I have come here to extend the hand of friendship to the Cuban people.
Speaking at Havana's Grand Theater, Mr. Obama expressed hope for future ties between the U.S. and Cuba and called for an end to the 55-year-old U.S. trade embargo.
As President of the United States, I have called on our Congress to lift the embargo. It is an outdated burden on the Cuban people. It's a burden on the Americans who want to work and do business or invest here in Cuba. It's time to lift the embargo.
While citing the two countries' similar values, he said there remain deep chasms in how they both view the economy, society, and government. He called for an improvement in Cuba's human rights record. Turkish news agencies report police arrested as many as seven alleged Islamic State members Tuesday in raids on various addresses in Istanbul. The reports say police acted on information gathered in part by German intelligence and that attacks on German targets in Istanbul may have been planned. Congo's President Denis Sassou Nguesso appears to be headed to another term in his long rule of the country. Preliminary figures from Sunday's election show that he won 67% of the vote in a ballot denounced by the opposition as fraudulent. The government has extended a communications blackout to lessen the threat of violence. Niger's President Mahamadou Issoufou has won a landslide runoff re-election victory from Sunday's vote after his jailed main opposition challenger, Hama Amadou, was whisked off days earlier to Paris for medical reasons. Mr. Issoufou took nearly 93% of the vote in an election boycotted by the opposition. Amadou, charged in a baby trafficking scheme, denies any wrongdoing. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.